song, which way the wind blows, when this day's done. Good morning out there. This is the Sustainability Sessions on this beautiful sunny April day. I am your host, Rebecca Sayre, and my guest today is my friend and business partner, Eva Otto, with Infinity Real Estate and Development. Hey, Eva.
Good morning, Rebecca. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad to finally have an opportunity after a year of doing this wonderful program to talk about the work that we're doing at Infinity Real Estate and Development. And it just seemed like a good time because the real estate market in our region is just so crazy. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that would like to get some understanding of what's happening out there and kind of understand how they might be able to get a footing in this market. As well as since, you know, you and I have kind of a unique approach to doing real estate and kind of the way that we're centered in this work, which is really aligned with this program of the sustainability sessions and how it's focused on practical and tangible ways that we can make a difference in living more lightly on the planet. And so I've been wanting to have this opportunity for us to talk about how we do our work. I mean, basically, I got into real estate, as you know, formerly being an advocate on environmental policies and building policies, and realized in part, it's so important for there to be businesses out there that are able to and understand how to be receptive and how to capitalize and maximize these efforts to support and work with green building and green resources and put those things into practice. And that's one of the things we do. That's why I was drawn to working with you when we first started working together a couple of years ago. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your values and your approach to the real estate?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. So I am Eva Otto, and I'm the owner and designated broker at Infinity Real Estate and Development. And we are a real estate brokerage that specializes in both residential and commercial properties. We were founded in 2008 during the recession, which is a hard time to build a business, but it's really a labor of love. We were founded on the principles of sustainability, and that's a big driver and motivation for me in real estate. Really, the triple bottom line is important. The three pillars, you know, of sustainability being people, profit, and planet. We definitely want to have an economic livelihood, but we also want to take care of people, and we do not want to do any harm to the environment. So our value set really is kind of what drives the information that we give to all of our clients. So whether they're buying a home or not, you know, they're leasing an office or even buying a piece of land to build a house, we're giving them, you know, the contractors, the resources, the, you know, we're talking about the indoor air quality of the home or the energy efficiency of the home. So you just get a little bit of a different twist on real estate with us. But it's really, you know, it's part of why I'm in real estate, because I think that each property can either kind of be, you know, in some way recycled into a green property, or it can be greened in some way. So having that thoughtful approach. And I came to Washington originally to get my master's degree at Evergreen State College in environmental studies. And much like you, I was very much politically involved. I was an activist. I was at the WTO protests. You know, I was very involved in international dialogue. I went to the World Social Forum down in Brazil, and that's where I did my graduate research. And it was through all that learning and actually a natural building project that I got involved with that kind of really opened up my eyes to the world of green building. And when I was in Brazil, I ended up doing an art project that involved natural building, and it kind of gave me the inspiration to go into the green building field. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to be involved with the Eco Building Guild down in Olympia. I somehow became the president of the South Sound chapter while I was in school, and met other people.
They're good at getting people involved. I made a whole new committee for them.
And that's really how I came to Seattle. It was through the Eco Building Guild retreat. I met other people in the industry. That's how I got into real estate, and just always kind of continued to stay in that green building world, but through real estate. And it's been wonderful, and I've been able to work with people like you. I've been able to, you know, live my values and live as an artist and as an activist doing this work.
Yeah, well, great. And again, Eva, that's why I was drawn to working with you. I want to also just mention that this April program, we're kind of honoring Earth Month with this program. And I want to, in that moment, give a nod to, I know that many of our friends out there listening who are associated with the Eco Building Guild and who have worked on green building in the Puget Sound region, want to give a nod to one of my heroes and dear friends who departed us a bit too soon a couple years ago. Just want to raise my coffee cup to our friend Patty Southern, listening from afar.
And I am raising my cup with you, because Patty was a sister, and she was kind of like a mother, an earth mother to so many of us in the industry. She was always looking out, and she was just unabashedly speaking out for the values of the environment, for women, for people of color, for all injustice, and especially in the housing industry.
Yep.
And she's dearly missed.
Yes, and I'd like to think she's with us now. So in this beautiful day, we're just thinking of Patty. So within our work, we've been able to, you know, really, again, this artistic approach, this creative approach. Eva and I actually met on a joint art project with some friends of ours with the Fremont Solstice Parade a couple of years ago. That's how we first came together, not even through real estate initially. But the market's pretty crazy right now. We've got really low inventory because of COVID. You know, people have been dubious about putting their homes on market, and it's just been such a strange year. It's opening up a bit, but right now we've got what the Seattle Times is calling a market on steroids, where homes are escalating somewhere between 100 and in some cases $500,000 over asking, which is great for those sellers who put it on the market. It's been a bit hard for buyers who are feeling some fatigue and just fear about entering into this market. And just one other interesting point that you brought to the fore, Eva, is that for millennials who have been kind of squeezed out of the market in recent years due to this past year, because we're not traveling and doing entertainment and all the things that everybody is used to spending our money on, there's actually been some savings. And so that you were saying, and I'd like you to speak on this more, more than 40% of U.S. home purchases in 2020 were by first-time buyers, which I think back, those were a lot of my buyers this last year. But inventory is down 55% from last March. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So we have this kind of perfect storm of lower inventory and then more buyers in the market. One of the reasons I think we're seeing more new home buyers is because many of existing homeowners took advantage of the low refi rates. So, interest rates hit an all-time low of 2.65 this January. And all through 2020, you saw tons of people just grabbing those low interest rates as they were dropping and refiing, which means those houses did not go on the market and probably will not come on the market. So we've got a long-term low inventory problem because those houses are going to be locked into low rates that we may not see again. And so that combined with just more competition. So you have more home buyers in the market, get more competition, and then you have all this pent-up demand from this low inventory, which we really saw this spring take hold, you know, in February and March, just seeing, like, in Seattle, these, you know, easily $100,000 to $200,000 plus escalations. And really in Bellevue, that's where we're seeing $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 escalations with people, hundreds of people lined up around the block to get in to see the house. So it's really a very great time to be a seller, but not really a great time to be a buyer. And that buyer fatigue is taking hold.
I just had a client just tell me just a couple days ago, they're super eager to buy, but not right now. It's just, it's a little scary. And that's how it is.
Yeah. And I tell people that this spring is a difficult time. There are some off-market opportunities. We've been able to put our hands on a couple of different really great off-market opportunities. We have one now in Queen Anne, if anyone's interested, a remodel fixer. But, you know, I think that
a great, great little condo in Fremont. That
that's right. A two bedroom. It's beautiful with a little balcony.
Beautiful looking.
But, you know, I feel now that we're in April and we're kind of getting to the peak of the spring, I am feeling actually a little bit of softening on those escalations where, you know, rates have gone up. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But for, you know, just a little glimmer of hope to the buyers, I do see a little softening and in those escalations. But, you know, the biggest counties, King County is not the biggest county that's experiencing price growth. I think that we, you know, if you go to our website, we did a market update in the spring where we talk about the surrounding counties. And
yeah, and I've got some of that data right here. Like Kittitas is at 43.8% up, Skagit 27.3, Thurston 21.2, Whatcom 20.8.
But many counties like Snohomish County and Pierce County and Kitsap County have all had higher price growth than King County.
Yep. Which was at 4.7. So it's pretty nuts.
If you try to buy a house out in the rural area or especially on the peninsula or somewhere, you know, it's multiple offers, it's bidding wars. And that's, you know, that's something
really
that's
highly unusual.
Yeah. Especially for those areas.
Yeah. Yeah. So just to get flat, we'd love to help people figure out these things and go to bat for people. And if anybody's ever interested, you can reach out to either myself or Eva, and we're both at Rebecca at InfinityRED.com and Eva's Eva, EVA at InfinityRED.com. Before we go to break in a couple of minutes, I also just, because talking about what we do at Infinity, we do really have this values-driven approach that hits on a few fronts. You know, again, we've got these green credentials with our mutual connections with the Eco Building Guild and through other folks that we work with. We've got a really, really extensive network of contractors and builders and people who do work not only just traditional, you know, work in those arenas, but also in green building, green remodeling, landscape design, green infrastructure, all that stuff. And then we also do a fair amount of work and are always trying to expand around the concept of co-housing. Do you want to talk about some of the co-housing work a little bit, Eva?
Sure. Well, we are familiar with several groups who are organizing and building co-housing communities, and we are happy to share those different, there's one in Anacortes, there's one up in Bellingham, and one in Marysville and around. But we also help people do co-housing, what I call co-housing light, which is co-buying, where we help them figure out how to organize themselves as unmarried people or as friends or as even couples who anticipate getting married. And we help set them up to make a real estate transaction where they're sharing the cost. So maybe there's 2 to 4 to sometimes, you know, 10 people on a contract buying a property. And we just closed a property close to Mount Rainier with 4 friends. They bought 48 that they're going to, that is subdividable into 4. And they're going to build out some, you know, little retreat yurts because it's near Mount Rainier. They turned a 4-car garage into a training gym where they're doing their weights and they're going to do retreats out there. It's got a geodesic dome house. It's got a garden. It's got lots of space and woods. And these four friends really, you know, basically pooled their resources and created their dream, which was to be a little bit outside of the city, have a sustainable livelihood through the use of the land by putting their yurts, you know, doing Airbnb, mm-hmm. doing different conferences and trainings. And it was just amazing. And so, you know, what we did was we helped set them up with our friend Sid Friedrichsen over at Under One Roof to kind of help work together on co-living agreements. Anyone who's interested
in... Real quick, and we're going to have to go to break in just a second. But yes, Sid does incredible just sort of guidance and counseling on the interpersonal relationship aspects of co-housing and helping people figure out kind of how it's all going to work together. And so it's a really cool concept, and that's a really interesting, expanding part of our work. We're going to need to go to break here in a second. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about some of the other fun stuff we do at the office, which includes, I've never worked so much in an office where there's been so much paper mache and paint and glitter. It's good. We have a fabulous storefront in Fremont, and we have a lot of fun with it. We're going to talk about that in a minute and then go more deeply into the market and the resources we have to share at Infinity Real Estate and Development. So as we go to break, I am your host, Rebecca Sayre. This is the Sustainability Sessions. My guest is Eva Otto. Today's show is dedicated to the planet and to our friend Patty Southard. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Lift your spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island time is waiting for you.
Are you looking for a realtor? Rebecca Sayre from Infinity Real Estate and Development in Seattle is a real estate broker with a passion for helping people with an enjoyable and successful home buying experience. Infinity is focused on empowering positive futures for each of our clients as well as the community. With a deep local knowledge in green and sustainable properties and housing models, Rebecca is committed to connecting people with the right property. She can help you access a home that will increase your quality of life, reduce electromagnetic and toxic product exposure, plus your carbon footprint. Rebecca serves on the Northwest Eco Building Guild's Education Committee, where she is helping develop a series of courses for people who have an interest in living more sustainably, be it in a home or an apartment, through classes that share the tricks, tools, and resources available. To connect with an agent that serves you and your community, reach out to Rebecca at rebecca@infinityred.com today.
Are you planning your next move? We know it can be stressful, but at A Swift Move, you can relax and leave the work to us. You can put your mind at ease that your personal items will be safe throughout the entire moving process. To get a free quote from licensed professionals so you can compare and save, call us at 425-309-0577. That's 425-309-0577. So make your next move a swift one and give us a call.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150. In the air, cherish this moment.
Cherish this breath. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone.
Good morning. This is the Sustainability Sessions. I am your host, Rebecca Sayre. My guest today is my friend and business partner, Eva Otto, with Infinity Real Estate and Developments. Eva is our fearless leader and designated broker, has been a real estate agent for 20 years. And we have a lot of fun in our office, really love helping clients both with with buying and selling. And we do a range of things from traditional real estate services, some commercial. We really have been diving into doing co-housing and co-buying opportunities for people. And we have a deep green ethic that just is an underlying factor to all the work that we do, networking with contractors and various resources and various rebates and incentives that are out there to help people live a little more lightly on the land, which is kind of what this show is all about. And I was saying at the top of the show that, I got into real estate in part after years of doing advocacy and policy work around these issues and realized that it's, you can pass policy all day long, but if you can't figure out how to implement it and make it practical and tangible again for people to do these things on a wide scale, then it's not doing it. And so I wanted to be part of that side of the equation. And when I wanted to work with somebody, I knew that Eva and Infinity was who I wanted to work with because we had a real similar value set. And as green agents, again, not only are we working with clients every day, researching properties and staying on top of this insane market that we've got going on, we also really try to walk our talk. Both Eva and I have EV cars that we're driving, which are great. We really try to emphasize paperless transactions. We've been doing more and more virtual tours. We even have options for doing eco-friendly and vegan staging. And we have a ton of green resources for clients that we are going to share some more about later. And if you ever want to come into our super cool office at 4258 Fremont Avenue North, it's complete with a really beautiful green office remodel that was done by some friends, and also Eva's husband was salvaged in local materials. And we have, we also just are really community-minded and part of that, and both have a deep artistic bent. So we have these display windows that we share with the community. We always have one side is always full of local listings that people can come and browse. And there's always a train and a seasonally appropriate display surrounding our train. And on the other side of our window, we have either something that is purely artistic or often something that we're promoting some of our local vendors and people that we really like to work with. Eva, do you want to tell us a little bit about that train? Because I love how much that brings community joy.
Well, it does bring a lot of joy to our window. We see a lot of smiles, especially from children, but also from adults. And we want to use those windows to spread joy and to spread positive information about green lifestyles and real estate. So we change the window every 2 months. The train gets changed. The window display gets changed. And sometimes we talk about greener lifestyle issues like rainwater catchment or, growing, how to, plant your garden. This particular month, we're promoting state roofing, which mm-hmm. has many green roof options, not, planted green roofs. But if you're going to get a new roof, there are a lot of good choices when it comes to making, green choices. You can choose, a traditional cedar shake. You can go with a slate roof, which is expensive, but metal roof. And now there's a rubberized roof that comes in different shapes. So four great ways to...
What's sawtooth? I'm just looking at the notes here. So that's another roof opportunity.
Yeah, that's one of the roof systems that they're offering. And through May 31st, if you do need a new roof, you can get $1,000 off. We have a coupon from State Roofing, and we have that displayed in our window to share with the community that, hey, if you're going to get a new roof, here's $1,000 off. And here are four great choices that are, green choices that you can make.
Right. And I think if you just go to State Roofing and mention Infinity, that it can also ping that $1,000 discount. And they are at stateroofing.com. So check them out. They're good friends of ours who are doing good work. And we also, we've done a lot of different things in the windows. It's always sweet. I love talking to Allison, who runs the coffee shop across the street. I just talked to her yesterday. And she's just like, thank you for your windows. It just about her during this difficult year, something nice to look at that she really appreciates. And we have a lot of fun over Christmas. I got to make a paper mache Mount Rainier, which was great.
Right. And you also last year, you did a really nice collage for us. So you were able to put your own art in the window and share the story of the Salish Sea and bring attention to the need to protect orcas and other animals in the Salish Sea. So that was really special for us. That was over the winter holiday where we just wanted to make something beautiful. We're not always trying to translate, a direct opportunity. Sometimes it's just about creating that beauty. And we are in Fremont, and Fremont is known for art. So we have that artistic license. And I think people appreciate that's one of the ways that we give to the community is through this expression.
And I will plug that, I guess I am also a collage artist and I really enjoy, always opportunities to use that multimedia collage practice in different ways. And so your offer and request for me to do a large scale backdrop for that window was an exciting one, because I have a 5-foot by 5-foot giant orca collage, which is now in my art studio / apartment. And I had never done anything that large before, so it was kind of a neat opportunity. Just to give a shout out just to some other peers that we'd like to promote and just share, because I always want this program to have our listeners walk away with some value-added resources. We've recently done windows for our friends at SunPath Electric. Hey, Bryce and Christy. If you're out there listening. And one of the things that I did for them a little while ago is we did some writing, and we know that on average, adding solar to your home gives about a 7% bump in the resale value. So it's a really great investment fiscally, as well as taking you more off the grid and reducing your electric output. And as we mentioned before, we love our friends at the Northwest Eco Building Guild. I actually owe this show to Laura and Terry from the Guild. Laura is with Mighty Home Construction, and Terry Thalen is with Living Shelter Design. So architects and builders who are really carrying this ethos forward with their work. And upcoming for the Guild, and you can always find out whatever's going on with the Eco Building Guild by going to ecobuilding.org. But their Northwest Green Home Tour is upcoming in May, virtual this year, where you can literally tour and see and understand some of the things that we're talking about in practice and action of these homes that are built more green, more sustainably, saving money, saving resources. And the virtual tour is on Saturdays this May, the 1st, the 8th, and the 15th. You can go to northwestgreenhometour.org to register. And then they are, since we were talking about co-housing, and we love co-housing, they are going to have a virtual education session on April 28th from 6:30 to 9:30. And you can sign up for those things and check that out again at ecobuilding.org. But let's talk a little bit more about this crazy market. We mentioned earlier, Eva, how interest rates have been at an all-time low. January, they were at 2.65, which is just crazy low. And it was at 2.3% for a VA loan. And it's now risen to, 3.1, 3.17. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I think that last year we saw just a number of record-breaking things happen in the mortgage industry that drove rates just historically down further and further. And obviously, it had a lot to do with the pandemic. But we saw like a record number of refis. We saw a record number of drops in the rate over months. And we hit rock bottom on those rates in January at 6.5, which is the lowest in history. And so buyers hit market, and I'll be honest, felt like at the beginning of
those, you're kind of cutting out.
And the price just went. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you back there.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah,
now I can hear you. Now I can hear you.
Okay. Well, it just felt like when the rates went really low, that's when the prices just really jumped up. And so now that the rates have more stabilized and are going up to maybe where we were 6 months ago, I think we are going to continue to see those rates creep up, not too much more. I don't think we're expecting.
Well, it's still a good time for buyers. It's still historic lows.
Yeah, you're between, 3.2, 3, maybe we'll see things go up to 3.5, but that's still really a good rate. Those are the rates we had in 2017, 2018. So I don't see demand going anywhere. I see the demand staying high. We have strong economic indicators. There's lots of jobs, lots of hiring that's happening. So we're definitely not in a position there's going to be an end, but I am concerned about prices. They're very high.
Yeah, they are really high. Except here's the one anomaly here: is condominium sales are really lagging. And a theory is that since people are not commuting into work at this time as they have. And I'm still a little bit perplexed by this because the price points are different, but that's causing some condos to sit around that normally would just get snapped up. So it's sort of in that $300,000 to $600,000 in my analysis range. It seems to be just sitting around for a while. And again, I'm going to actually use this opportunity to plug for my fabulous client who really wants to sell his condo. We have a lovely condo in Fremont that had sold. Again, crazy times. The buyer's financing fell through because of a job change. So we've got a great little condo in Fremont, two bedrooms, lots of light, all sorts of great features that we would love to get somebody to see.
I do think that condos have traditionally been lagged behind residential, so that doesn't surprise me I do see that, people aren't going into the office, so they don't need that condo close to downtown. They want more space. They want the home office, so they're moving, into a bigger space, and some condos are second homes for some people. So having it close to the office so you can commute. It doesn't totally surprise me.
Yeah. I think also the not going, some of the condos are definitely, you want to have a place in the city for doing things in the city, whether it's going out on the town or, something like that, sort of the cultural aspects of city. And that has not been an activity for the last year. So that, from some people I've been talking with, that's also just a factor. It's just in-city activities are not even happening.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly. So, hopefully we'll be opening back up this summer. I think there's a lot of positive news. Yeah. King County is in phase 3. I noticed some counties have had to go backwards, but overall the trajectory is forward.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's absolutely true. Let's talk we got to go to break in a couple minutes, but let's talk a little bit about, since this is our Earth Day broadcast. We are real estate agents, but climate change is such a critical issue that pertains to all of us. And again, living green, having a greener home, using less energy, using less water, and just the way I look at it, kind of getting just more in sync with the way the planet is working is that's part of how we live, and where we live is a key part of that. So that's really something that we tried to do as real estate agents, is just engage with other peers and some practices that pertain to that. One organization I just want to throw out that I'm a big fan of is 350.org. If you during this Earth Month want to get some tips on how to advocate and also live more lightly, 350.org is a great resource. But also, just right before we go to break, let's talk. Actually, we're going to go break in just a sec. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit further about some, the green infrastructure, equity, and other opportunities, kind of in how housing can be modified. Also, talk about the issue of biomimicry, which is one of my favorite geeky aspects of how we can live more lightly with the land. I'm with my guest, Eva Otto of Infinity Real Estate and Development. We can be found at Infinity, Infinitired.com. We would love to help you out with any real estate needs that you have, either Eva or myself. This is the Sustainability Sessions. I am your host, Rebecca Sayre, and we will be back in just a minute.
Welcome to Love Living Life with Marla Williams on Lift Your Spirits Radio. I will be your host the first Friday of the month on 1150 AM KKNW Seattle. I will be introducing you to fascinating concepts, giving you unique energy tools, and interviewing inspiring guests that will help you create a life that you love.
Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island time is waiting for you.
Mark your calendars for the 2021 Virtual Northwest Green Home Tour. This virtual tour is a free, educational, interactive online event showcasing sustainable, green homes, remodels, and energy retrofits throughout the Pacific Northwest. The show runs for three consecutive Saturdays, May 1st, 8th, and the 15th, with different projects on each day. The Northwest Green Home Tour provides an opportunity for members of the community to learn about sustainable building practices from the people and businesses that support it, including builders, contractors, suppliers, and green homeowners. Join them online to see amazing projects such as backyard cottages, whole house remodels, new construction, and learn about successful green building implementation on May 1st, 8th, and the 15th. Registration is free. Donations are greatly appreciated. Experience the 2021 projects by registering at nwgreenhometour.org. That's nwgreenhometour.org to custom design your tour today.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Good morning. This is the Sustainability Sessions. I'm your host, Rebecca Sayre, on this Earth Month broadcast. And for those out there listening who work in this field, we're also honoring our dear and too soon departed friend, Patty Southard, on this day. My guest is Eva Otto, my friend and business partner, and sometimes artistic collaboration partner with Infinity Real Estate and Development. And we were talking about the crazy real estate market that's going on out there and how we, you know, ways that we can help with that, but also how an aspect of our work that is really important to us is just living green and living sustainably and helping our customers, our clients do that as well, and providing knowledge and connections with folks who can live sustainably. And we were just talking about our office in Fremont, Upper Fremont, and how when Eva, when you build out this office, you worked with friends and family to it's a beautiful remodel and update, but how you were really conscientious of sourcing really locally and using salvaged materials. And you want to talk a little bit about that, just as a good tangible example of how you can do that?
Absolutely.
Throw out a couple more resources.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important, and I always talk about quality of life with my clients when they're purchasing a home. And for me, being close to home, having a walkable location was really important. So my office, first, I sourced it, just within 2 blocks walking distance of my house, and then made a commitment to only to build it out green and to only purchase products that were within the local community, which was in about a 500-mile radius. So I went down to Dunn Lumber, 1 mile away, got all our lumber. I went over to Miller Paint, got the eco-friendly paint, just less than a mile. I went to Ballard Consignment, got all of our furniture, went to Earthwise and Restore for salvaged materials. And I also went to Green Home Solutions and bought a countertop for our little kitchen. We salvaged some cabinets down at Earthwise. We built a little kitchen, and we used a paper stone countertop that we bought at Green Home Solutions, which is a great green local building store if you're in the Seattle area. And if you're not within the Seattle area and you can't get to a green building store, my recommendation is to always go with local vendors as much as you can.
Support the local community, support those local businesses, keep your money in the community. That's also living green. That's keeping your footprint small. And I just want to hit, as we talk about living green, there's just that aspect of supporting community and equity and making sure that, living green is sometimes viewed as sort of a,
Equity is important. Equity is important.
Yeah, it's a luxury. It actually helps. It's sustainability also means economic sustainability for your community.
And it means people. It means taking care of the people. And that's important to us at Infinity. Equity is important. It's one of the reasons that we have annual giving and organizations. We're in the housing industry. And so we have created, we've tried to create partnerships with Facing Homelessness and Operation Nightwatch.
So Facing Homelessness is a great local nonprofit that works with really, really putting a human face on our unhoused population here in Seattle and giving them connections and giving them basic things they need, from clothes to a smile to some hot food. And they also have a beautiful program called the Block Project. Do you want to tell us a little bit, as we talk about each of these organizations, let's just talk a little bit about what they do.
Yeah, sure. The Block Project is a project.
Uh-oh, Eva, I think we lost you again.
Block Project is a project that puts us in a homeowner, on a piece of land that someone owns, and the homeowner agrees to allow that tiny home and a homeless person to live there and to have a permanent home.
Mm-hmm. I've actually been to a few of those. A good friend of mine was their interim. Still there? I think
Eva. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm still here.
Okay, let's keep going. It's radio.
So another organization we support is Duwamish Real Rent. We pay mm-hmm. real rent every month to occupy original Duwamish tribe land.
Yeah, so we in Seattle live on occupied Duwamish land, and they are not a federally recognized tribe. And so what Real Rent Duwamish is actually an opportunity for people to pay a monthly rental rate. I actually personally give $15 a month to the Duwamish people.
Yeah, and we also support Plymouth Housing, which builds housing for homeless people. And last year we donated an electric car to their residents to be able to be transported and use that car to kind of go to a doctor's appointment or a job interview or whatever it is. So yeah. we really love Plymouth Housing. They're doing incredible work building the housing that we need for everyone.
Yeah. We really try to have a holistic approach to what housing is and how to work with people. I want to give a quick resource here. Again, for those who are in the Seattle area, Green Home Solutions, Eva mentioned just a moment ago, is a really great resource. You can also just give them a call and ask questions, even if you're not in the Seattle area. They're just a wealth of knowledge. And they are at ghsproducts.com. And they're very, very helpful. As we round down the last little bit of the show, Eva, is there anything else that you want to say about this crazy housing market that we're in and how we would like to be able to help people out in navigating this realm at this time?
Well, we have a lot of experience in this market, and we know how to position people to win offers. And that is something that we've been helping our clients do. It's very competitive, so we can help you strategize and we can help you win, even if you're up against 5 or 10 other offers. And so that's something that we can help with, but, also educating you about what's realistic, what's possible. A lot of people want to, build a house, for example, right now, and they have a budget that's not realistic with the rising prices of lumber and the rising prices of labor and land. All of those things we're keeping our eyes on and watching, and we can help people kind of determine what's the best next step for them.
Mm-hmm.
And also sellers. Yeah, yep. Sellers. We do a full service listing for sellers. We offer to help them with their landscaping. We clean the house. We stage the house. We make it really easy for them to focus on their next step. And we, help them compete as best they can in this market.
Right. Absolutely. And a lot of another thing that I often do with buyers, and I just want to, if anybody needs help with this, is in being a full service agent. Sometimes it's a bit of a longer road, and some people come to me. I actually just spoke with a woman yesterday who's like, "Oh, I think I might want to do this eventually. I might want to move. I might want to sell my home. I might want to try something else for this new stage of life." And there's a lot of questions there, and we're really willing and competent at helping people hone in what they're seeking. Because as I always say, you're not necessarily just buying a new home; you're buying the next stage of your life. And whether you're buying or selling, we take very seriously that, this is a significant, not only transaction, but it's some sort of a big shift. And really, really full service to me certainly means, helping people with that transition and all aspects of that as we can as agents.
Oh yeah, exactly. Helping, provide. Like if you're going to sell your house and you need to get it ready in 3 weeks, we can bring in someone to, do those little contracting things that get your house ready so you don't have to wait for 4 months. Because right now, if you try to get a contractor on your own, you're going to wait 4 to 6 months. But we're able to get people in there quickly do a great job and get their house on the market quickly, or, you know, afterwards, be able to refer them to the best, you know, green contractors that can take on their project, or architects who can help design their projects. So it just depends.
Holistic relationship.
Yeah. We're flexible and nimble, as you have to be in this market. We're aggressive, and we are capable of helping our clients position themselves the best they can. And in this market, you have to be knowledgeable, and that's why we try to give our clients the best knowledge, so that they can make the best decisions.
Absolutely, it's a bit of an advocacy role. It's support and advocacy. And one of my favorite, I guess, compliments that I was given, by a friend and client the other day is that occasionally it's like you're a real estate midwife.
Yes.
You're birthing something new. And so, we take that, very seriously. And again, as we also really enjoy our work and working with community and,
We care about our clients. You know, we care about the earth, and we care about our clients, and we care about their home. Their home environment is, and their quality of life are like the number one things for us. So, you know, whatever their next step is, we want to be holding those things, you know, high and saying, hey, is this going to be good for your quality of life? Are you going to enjoy this? And that's really, you know, I feel like we have a lot of passion and a lot of love and a lot of care for our clients.
And that's always, that sort of hits right on that question that I was just saying that, I know I personally really kind of enjoy helping people decipher. It's like, what is the quality of life that you actually want? Do you want to be able to walk to the store? Do you want to have a quiet backyard? Do you want to have the dog you never had? Is this yard big enough for the kind of dog that you want to have? You know, what does that actually look like? What does your new phase actually look like? And that's a big part of really being full service.
Yeah, we want people to live well. We want people to live green. I mean, for us as artists, it's really about the art of living. You know, we're kind of help be there to show you all the opportunities that you might even not even thought of. And and help you make the decision that's inside your heart.
Absolutely. So with that, since this is the show that we're talking about the work that we do, I usually have guests talk about their work. So I'm going to plug us one more time. If you want to talk real estate, you're interested in finding an agent, or you're just, again, at the sort of that nascent beginning of what am I going to do next? Please reach out to us. It's Rebecca@infinityred.com. That's infinity with an I, or Eva@infinityred.com. We'd love to chat with you and provide you some support in your journey. And again, just as we move towards the close of the show here, this is our Earth Month 2021 edition. It's been a hell of a year. It's interesting. One of the side benefits, I guess, of COVID, that I'm so curious to see how it will evolve and resolve, is it's kind of been, in some ways, it's been easier on the planet. Human beings have moved around less. And I'm just so wondering how we're going to, not only is the housing market going to either rebound or shift or change as we move out of COVID. As I think, as Eva was saying, the housing market's probably going to soften up a bit as things return to quote unquote normal. But I am curious as how we're going to live in this next year and in coming years, and what lessons have we learned from this strange experience we've just gone through?
Yeah, it's been quite a year, and it's given pause for people to really rethink their lifestyle. And I think we're seeing that in housing. I think we're seeing a lot of people moving out of this big city and getting a little bit more space. And
surprising to me in some ways, because there's so many quality of life factors with convenience with living in the city. I'm curious to see how that's going to rebound and how that's going to impact our downtown cores throughout the world. It's significant.
Well, trends shift and shift again. So, you know, a couple of years ago, the trend was everyone was coming into the city and co-working, and then the pandemic hit and the trend was everyone's going out of the city and getting a home office. So I think we will see a balance, and I do think we will see the trend shift back. But, you know, this is where we are now.
We will learn. So with that, we're getting close to wrap up here. Again, my guest today was my friend and colleague and co-creator, Eva Otto. Would love to have you come see us at our office at 4258 Fremont Avenue North. You can also check out our really cool artistic windows that we love to create because we are both artists. And would love to help you out navigating this crazy real estate market. It's our Earth Month edition, dedicated to our dearly departed friend, Patty Southard. Looks like it's time for us to go. So thanks again, Benny, for steering the ship. That's our producer. This is the Sustainability Sessions. I'm Rebecca Sayre, your host. My guest today was Eva Otto. Have a great day. Enjoy the session.